A few years ago, when the housing market was still churning, Front Range towns like Commerce City embarked on a rapid expansion, their boundaries sprawling north and east onto land deemed too dry for farming.
So you look a little bit further down, that's my neighborhood there.
Even today, sign after sign promises homes in the low 100,000s as Jim Cumro steers his sedan away from his quiet cul-de-sac, squinting in the sharp morning sun.
I'm stopping right here because this right here is the arsenal, and if you look, there's our pump right over there.
Cumro says he was blindsided recently when an oil company showed up to refrack a well that sits near his subdivision in the now decommissioned Rocky Mountain Arsenal, a former dumping ground for chemical weapons. Oil drilling used to be something that happened long ago here, he says, before all the people came.
The job market's bad. I do understand that people want jobs, and this is a place to get a job, but at what risk, you know? The rooftops over there are... That one right there is my house.
Last month, after pressure from Cumro and his neighbors, Commerce City passed a one-month timeout on any new drilling or fracking. Other nearby cities and counties have passed similar moratoriums so that local zoning regulations can be overhauled. Depending on who you ask, these are proactive moves to get in front of the new drilling boom, or they're in direct contradiction with state law.
We don't believe that local governments have the authority to enact moratoriums.
That's David Neslin. He's director of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, the state's chief regulator of oil and gas drilling.
There is a comprehensive, well-established, very rigorous regulatory program at the state level with a lot of expertise and very experienced staff.
Neslin's argument is backed up by a series of legal memos recently sent from the Attorney General's office to Douglas and Arapahoe counties, warning that proposed new local oil and gas regulations there were duplicative and, in some cases, in direct conflict with the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Act.
Clarity would certainly be helpful.
Eugene May is the city attorney for Longmont, which just passed a 120-day moratorium on all drilling. While there's no specific law or precedent for oil and gas drilling, May says the state's high court has upheld that local governments can regulate land use in the interest of public safety or other concerns.
And to have a major ongoing industrial process 150 feet from somebody's front door just seems to be a real conflict that needs to be addressed.
The courts may eventually have to intervene and clarify this ambiguity in the law. At least that's what's happening in New York right now amid the Marcellus shale boom. The state and some local governments there have enacted drilling moratoriums, but there's a legal challenge to that authority, says Professor John Nolan. He teaches at the Pace Law School in White Plains.
I think everybody is watching everything that's going on in the states where there's more and more drilling because we need to get this framework of state, federal, and local regulation under control and get it understood and put it in place.
Oil and gas companies are drilling the Marcellus Shale in next door Pennsylvania, but have no access to it yet in New York. And for now, at least in states like Colorado, companies may have to deal with a patchwork regulatory environment too, so long as local governments here continue to adopt their own regulations on top of the states.
It's just government seeking a problem that doesn't exist, at least in the areas that I operate, and it's just frustrating from that standpoint.
Ed Ingvie owns Renegade Oil and Gas Company, an Aurora-based firm that operates several dozen wells, mostly in rural eastern Colorado.
It's difficult. I'm a small man shop. I mean, we basically got three office employees, and to try to learn these regulations, these hundreds of pages of regulations that you have to go through and file on all this stuff, oftentimes can just be exceedingly frustrating.
Ingvie says companies like his may decide to pick up and do business in other areas with more consistent rules and regulations. Well, it's not an uncommon threat the industry has made in other times and other parts of Colorado, and it's one that would suit Jim Cumro in Commerce City just fine.
That school over there is Otho East.
He says neighborhoods like his with homes and schools and 7-Elevens are just too crowded to accommodate industrial activity, even in Commerce City, where oil refineries once outnumbered subdivisions.
You know, we are directly adjacent to Denver itself. We've got hundreds and hundreds of families in Commerce City. We've got hundreds of families in Denver. There's no reason to be doing this kind of operation this close to a large population.
People like Cumro, living amidst all the drilling, say the state legislature, instead of the courts, could easily come in and give local governments the authority to regulate drilling on their own. At least one lawmaker has already floated such a bill in the upcoming session. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.